No matter where you are, it's Texas Standard Time on this last weekday of April 2017. I'm David Brown. Thanks for spending part of your TGI Friday with us. Late last night, while many of us were watching late night, those watching C-SPAN were rewarded with a preview of what's roiling Washington on this Friday, brinksmanship over a budget. Senate Democrats blocked a quick vote on a short-term spending plan to keep the federal government open past tomorrow. Democrats said the stopgap spending measure was no good because of Republican attachments. If you were with us yesterday, you heard Republican Congresswoman Kay Granger of Fort Worth complain that's what Democrats want, a shutdown, to embarrass the president and his GOP colleagues on Mr. Trump's 100th day in office. Joining us from Washington now, a prominent Texas Democrat on Capitol Hill, Congressman Lloyd Doggett, who represents parts of South and Central Texas. He serves on the House committee which controls the government's purse strings, Ways and Means. Congressman Doggett, welcome to Texas Standard.
Good to be with you.
What do you make of the stopgap spending measure proposed by Republicans? Good enough for you?
Well, it's all pretty amazing. We've had all this talk this week of a new health care deal, an attack on Korea, dropping out of NAFTA, a few other things, and we stumble to the finish with the major accomplishment of Republicans and Donald Trump this week, extending the operation of our federal government by exactly 1 week. And that's all they have to show for all the stumbling and the sputtering and tweets of the last few weeks.
Yeah. Now, you sound like this is a done deal. But last night, of course, on the Senate side, the Democrats rejected the stopgap measure, saying that there were too many poison pills.
It is all pretty ridiculous that here we are after months of this fiscal year still without a spending measure to govern the operations of all federal activities from now until September. And they do keep wanting to put various things in there other than spending to legislate in this appropriation bills in ways that are very unpalatable. The idea of sticking in wall funding first and putting in restrictions on Planned Parenthood and a variety of other provisions that have nothing to do with the direct spending measures do tend to delay this. But the notion that Donald Trump can blame Democrats when there is a very solid majority in what Speaker Paul Ryan calls unified Republican government here is really pretty ridiculous.
Now, let me ask you about something, because we spoke yesterday with Kay Granger, Congresswoman from El Paso, and she was telling us that, you know, shutdown is what Democrats want, that you know, with the 100th day approaching, there'd be nothing they'd like more than to see the president and his GOP colleagues stumble through the gate again.
She's got the majority. She's the chairwoman of a subcommittee on appropriations. What should have occurred is after the election to approve an appropriations bill for this entire fiscal year like we normally do. But they refused to do that because they wanted to use it as a bargaining chip here at mid-year. And it's really unfortunate because it ends up costing taxpayers more money with this stop and start kind of operation. And our federal agencies, even under President Trump, cannot plan their operations when they don't know whether they have the money for programs even next month. To have made all this effort, all these tweets, all these angry messages, and produce 1 week of additional government really is strange, to be kind about it.
Well, I mean, and of course, if we wanted to point out what you agree on, it sounds like you both agree, both sides agree, that there's going to be at least this extension, 1 week extension. But, of course, now you got the hard part. You got to come up with a budget that is going to work for, you know, the full year.
We had a budget to do just that back in December, and Republicans refused to do it under pressure from new Trump officials in order to bargain for something else. And I hope this can all be resolved over the next week. It depends whether they propose to hitch up this new plan to deny Texans health insurance coverage to the same appropriations measure, and I don't think any of us on the Democratic side want to replace Obamacare with nothing care, and that's exactly what some Republicans are advocating.
You think that they're going to try to do this, try to push through a health care vote?
They have tried that, but the health care bill is so bad they can't get a number of Republicans to vote for it. Again, they have an absolute majority here in both houses of Congress. But even Republican members, many of them are reluctant to vote for a bill that does so much harm to so many. By the estimates that I've seen, as many as 47% of Texans under 65 have a pre-existing condition. And under this bill, they will delegate to the Texas legislature and Governor Abbott the opportunity to make those individuals pay much more for their health insurance. They call it a waiver. I think for many, many Texans, it just means waving goodbye to affordable health care coverage.
Congressman, it sounds like you're getting called to the floor there. I think I hear the bells ringing in the background. Thanks so much for taking time
Thank
to speak
you.
With the Texas
Great to
Standard.
Visit with you.
That's U.S. Congressman from Texas, Lloyd Doggett.